Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we cut through the noise and get straight to the insights you need. Have you ever found yourself writing, a handy script, maybe to automate a report or manage some data?
Oh, absolutely, all the time.
And then you wish it could be more than just, a script, like maybe it had a button or a proper web interface.
Yeah, or could easily talk to other services.
Exactly, without you having to suddenly become like a full-stack developer overnight.
Uh-huh, that's the dream.
Well, today we're diving into something that might just make that dream a reality. But before we unpack this exciting solution, just a quick word from our supporter. SafeServer cares about the hosting of this software, and they're here to support you in your digital transformation. You can find more info at www.safeserver.de. Okay, so our mission for you today is really a shortcut to understanding how this powerful open source platform can literally transform how you build and automate things.
And we're really talking about turning those one-off scripts, those little helpers, into genuinely powerful, scalable internal tools.
Right. Even if you're maybe just starting out in the world of development or, infrastructure, we've pulled insights directly from its GitHub repository and the official Windmill website. So we've got the ground truth here.
Okay.
Let's get into it. We're talking about Windmill. For someone new to this space, maybe just looking for like smarter ways to automate their work, what is Windmill exactly? Why should it grab their attention?
Okay, so what's really fascinating here is that Windmill is fundamentally an open source developer platform. Think of it as your comprehensive toolkit. It lets you take those everyday scripts you write, could be Python for data, Bash for servers, maybe TypeScript.
Right, the usual suspect.
Exactly. And it lets you instantly transform them into incredibly useful things like webhooks or robust workflows or even, fully interactive user interfaces.
Wow.
Its core promise, really, is to drastically speed up your development. They talk about helping you write and deploy software up to, 10 times faster.
10 times. That's a big claim.
It is. But it's also about running it with high reliability and, crucially, deep observability. So you know what's going on.
Observability. Always important.
Definitely. And for people familiar with other tools in this space, maybe things like Retool or Temporal, Pipedream, Superblocks, Windmill positions itself as a really compelling open source alternative.
Okay, so if I'm getting this right, it's not just another automation tool. It's more like a developer superpower for building internal stuff.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
So for you listening right now, maybe you're looking to streamline tasks, build internal apps, but you don't want to get bogged down in weeks of setup or figuring out complex front-end stuff.
Yeah.
This sounds like it seriously lowers that barrier to entry.
Exactly.
Is that where the 10x speed claim comes from?
Yeah.
Just removing all those traditional hurdles.
Precisely. Yeah, that 10x speed isn't just about raw code execution being faster, though it is fast. It's really about eliminating the friction.
Friction, okay.
Think about all the time you normally spend building basic UIs, setting up APIs, managing deployments, trying to connect different services.
Yeah, the plumbing?
Right. Windmill consolidates a lot of that. It kind of takes away the need to manually stitch together all these separate bits, scripting, scheduling, APIs, UI, and lets you just focus on the logic, the problem you actually want to solve.
That is a powerful promise. Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me. How does Windmill actually do this? How does it work? What are the main concepts, the building blocks someone needs to grasp to turn their scripts into these tools?
Well, it breaks down into a few core, very flexible components.
Yeah.
At its heart, Windmill is all about letting you define minimal generic scripts.
Minimal and generic.
And when I say generic, I mean really polyglot. You can write these scripts in a huge range of languages. Python, TypeScript, Go, Bash, SQL, even things like PHP, Rust, C Sharp.
Wow, that's quite a list.
It is. And you can write them right inside their web IDE, which is super handy. Or if you prefer your own setup, you can just sync them directly with your GitHub repo.
Okay, so you write the script. Then what?
Then comes one of the really clever bits, especially if you aren't a fan of front-end development.
Guilty as charged sometimes.
Right. So Windmill automatically parses your script's parameters, the inputs it needs, and it generates a basic front-end UI for it.
Automatically.
Automatically. Imagine you write a Python script. It takes maybe a user's email and a message string.
Okay.
And poof, Windmill just gives you a simple web form with input fields for that email and message. It instantly turns your code into a shareable tool that even non-technical people can use.
That's fascinating. So I just write my script, define the inputs,
Yeah.
and Windmill kind of figures out the UI, does it guess input types? Like this should be text, this should be a number.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
It intelligently infers the types. It gives you sensible defaults, and you can tweak them if needed.
Okay, cool. So once I have these individual smart scripts, what's the next step? How do I build something more complex?
Right, so you've got these building blocks. The next step is chaining them together. You can link your own scripts or even pull in community shared scripts from something they call Windmill Hub.
Ah, a community aspect too. No.
Yeah, and you combine these into flows. Think of flows like a sophisticated recipe or a workflow diagram.
Okay.
Technically, they're directed acyclic graphs or DAGs, which is just a fancy way of saying it's a sequence of steps that run in the right order, no loops going backward. You know, like you mix ingredients before you bake the cake.
Got it. Makes sense.
And this lets you build really powerful automations. It has built-in stuff for proper error handling, automatic retries if a step is flaky, loops for processing lists of things, conditional branches, like if this, then do that, all the logic you need.
It's a real workflow orchestration, basically.
Absolutely. And then beyond those auto-generated UIs for single scripts, if you need something more polished or custom for, say, a whole process, there's a low-code app editor.
Loco 2.
Yep. It's drag and drop. You get over 60 built-in component buttons, tables, charts, inputs, and you can visually build quite rich data-intensive applications right on top of your scripts and flows. You can go from just a script to a pretty decent internal app surprisingly fast.
That's quite a spectrum, from simple script UI to low-code apps.
It really is. And finally, these scripts and flows, they don't just sit there waiting for you to click a button. They can be triggered.
Ah, the automation part.
Exactly. You can run them on standard cron schedules, like run this every hour. They can be triggered by webhooks. And get this, every script and flow automatically gets its own webhook URL generated.
Oh, that's huge for integrations.
Totally. Or you can trigger them via a command line interface, the CLI, or even integrate them with things like Slack or incoming emails. It's designed to fit into how you already work.
That is incredible. Okay, so let me recap. You write a bit of code in your favorite language. Windmill instantly gives it a UI, like a button. You can then string those buttons, those scripts, together into complex flows to automate whole processes, or even build a full application around them using the low-code editor, all without becoming a front-end wizard or an orchestration expert.
You got it. That's the core value proposition, simplifying all that complexity.
It really does sound like it simplifies things, especially for someone who's maybe strong on scripting, but less so on the UI or infrastructure side.
Yeah.
But it makes me wonder, with all that power and flexibility, what's actually driving it? What's under the hood making it tick? How are they getting that speed and, importantly, security?
Yeah, excellent question. Because the architecture underneath is actually a big differentiator for Windmill, they really pride themselves on being, quote, the fastest self-hostable workflow engine out there.
Fastest. Okay.
Yeah, they've published benchmarks showing it can be significantly faster, up to 13 times faster, they claim, than alternatives like, say, Apache Airflow.
13 times. Wow.
And that applies apparently to both lightweight, really quick tasks and those long-running, heavy background jobs. That raw speed means your automations just run more efficiently, tasks finish faster, less waiting, fewer resources tied up.
So, what's the secret sauce there? What's the tech stack?
Okay, delving into the tech stack, the back end is primarily written in Rust.
Rust, known for performance and safety.
Exactly. Using Rust gives them that speed, memory safety, reliability, fewer unexpected crashes. They use Postgres, a rock-solid database for storage.
Standard robust choice.
Yep. And the front end, the UI you interact with, is built with Svelte, which is known for creating really fast, responsive interfaces.
Okay, and for running the scripts themselves.
That's key too. For JavaScript, they use things like Denacore, which leverages Google's V8 engine. For TypeScript, they use Bun and Dino, again, very modern, fast runtimes. And for other languages like Python or Go, they use standard, battle-tested runtimes. This choice of modern, high-performance components is absolutely crucial to how they achieve that speed and flexibility.
And that polyglot support you mentioned, Python, Go, TypeScript, whatever, being able to just use what you know best sounds like a huge productivity win. How does it handle dependencies? Like, if my Python script needs specific libraries?
Yeah, that's managed really smoothly too. When you define a script, you can specify its dependencies right there, like a requirements.txt for Python or a package.json for Node and TypeScript.
Okay.
And Windmill just handles it. It sets up the right environment, makes sure those dependencies are installed and available when the script runs. You're not messing around with virtual environments or NPM install on the server yourself.
Oh, nice. Abstraction.
Exactly. It takes care of that setup, letting you focus just on your code. And this makes it really easy to mix languages in a flow because each script runs in its own kind of defined, isolated environment.
Isolation.
Yeah.
That brings up security, especially with internal tools potentially touching sensitive systems or data. How's that handled?
Yeah, absolutely critical. They take it very seriously. Script executions are sandboxed using something called Google's EnsJail.
Sandboxed,
Yeah.
like contained.
Precisely. Sandboxing means each script runs in its own little isolated mini environment, like a secure container. So if one script messes up or has some weird vulnerability, it can't easily affect other scripts or the main Windmill system.
Ah, that's vital.
It really is. It's the same kind of tech that Fly.io uses, for example, for their production environments. It's considered multi-tenant grade secure.
Okay, and what about secrets? API keys, passwords?
Good point. For sensitive data like credentials, Windmill uses an encryption key specific to each workspace to encrypt those secrets before storing them. And they also strongly recommend, as a best practice, encrypting the entire Postgres database itself for an extra layer. That's actually what they do for their own cloud offering.
Wow, okay. That sounds like a really solid approach to both performance and security. So let's bring it back to the practical side. For someone listening, maybe thinking, okay, this sounds cool, I want to try it, but maybe they're intimidated by server setup. How easy is it to actually get started, to just experiment or run a small internal project?
Right, and this is another area where Windmill really shines, especially for learners or smaller teams. It's designed to be incredibly easy to self-host.
Easy self-hosting, tell me more.
For a quick start, seriously, you can deploy the whole thing with just three configuration files using Docker Compose. It's literally a single command.
No way.
Yeah, you just need Docker running on your machine, Mac, Windows, Linux, whatever. You grab the docker-compose.aml, a caddy file for networking, and an .env file for settings from their GitHub repo.
Okay.
Then you just run docker compose updee in your terminal, and et voila, as they say, it's up and running, available right there at http.localhost.
That's it.
That's basically it for a basic local setup. The default admin login is admin@windmill.dev, with the password change, obviously change that password. But you can log in and start building flows like within minutes.
That is genuinely minimal setup for what sounds like maximum impact.
It really lowers the barrier. Now, for more serious or production setups, it also supports Kubernetes deployment using Helm charts, and you can even run it from precompiled binaries if you don't want to use Docker.
So it scales up too.
Oh yeah. It's designed to scale from, your laptop or a single virtual machine all the way up to large Kubernetes clusters, managing potentially hundreds or even 1,000 worker nodes. It can grow with your needs.
And for local development. If I want to code scripts in my own editor.
They've got you covered there too. There's a powerful command line interface, the CLI, and also a VS Code extension. These let you sync scripts directly from files on your computer or your GitHub repos and test and run them locally against your Windmill instance. It integrates into a typical developer workflow quite nicely.
Okay, one last crucial question on the practical side. Licensing. It's open source, you said.
Yes, fully open source under the AGPL v3 license.
AGPL v3.
Yeah.
What does that mean for someone using it internally?
Good question. AGPL basically means if you modify Windmill and then distribute that modified version to others, like offering it as a service, you generally need to share your modifications under the same AGPL license. It ensures the core stays open. However, they also have what they call the Community Edition. This is what you get from the Docker images or the GitHub binary releases. It actually includes some extra proprietary features built on top of the open source core.
Ah, so there's a bit more in the easy to install versions.
Exactly. And importantly, this Community Edition is free to use internally within your own organization, although there might be certain quotas on some of the advanced proprietary features.
Okay, so for just building internal tools for my company, I'm generally good to go.
Absolutely. The main time you'd need a commercial license is if you were planning to take parts of Windmill and like re-expose them as a core feature of your own commercial product that you sell to others. But for simply using Windmill internally to run your automations, build your UIs, use its APIs, no commercial license needed. It makes it super accessible for learning, experimenting, and just running your internal operations.
It really sounds like they've put a ton of thought into lowering that barrier to entry, even though it's a pretty comprehensive platform. That's a massive plus for, you know, the learner. We talked about someone who wants to experiment and build powerful stuff without getting tangled in a massive, scary setup.
Definitely. Being able to go from zero to building flows in minutes is a game changer.
Okay, so let's zoom out again. For you, our curious listener, hearing all this, what's the biggest takeaway? Why should Windmill be on your radar right now? What kind of real, tangible impact could it have on your journey with automation or building internal tools?
Yeah, connecting it back to the bigger picture, I think Windmill offers huge value in a few key ways.
Yes.
First, like we said, it just significantly accelerates your development process.
That's the speed factor again.
Right. Imagine that critical report pipeline that used to take a week of coding, testing, maybe some basic UI. With Windmill, because the UI is instant and the workflow part is built in, maybe that's a day or two instead.
That's a serious difference.
It is, and it helps reduce that feeling of infrastructure sprawl where you have scripts here, scheduled tasks there, maybe a separate UI tool. It consolidates things.
One platform to rule them all, kind of?
Maybe not rule, but certainly simplify. Second, that ability to auto-generate UIs and also build low-code apps is genuinely transformative, I think.
How so?
It means people who aren't developers can easily interact with and trigger potentially complex automations that you've built. It breaks down those silos between, say, engineering and marketing or sales.
Empowerment for other teams.
Exactly. I've seen scenarios where, like, a simple button on a Windmill app lets the sales team generate their own custom reports instantly without needing to file a ticket with engineering. That saves everyone time and hassle.
I can definitely see the value there.
And finally, the open source aspect. That means total transparency. You can see the code. There's a community contributing improvements. And you have the ultimate flexibility to self-host it, customize it, own your data, own your operations.
Full control.
Full control, which is just invaluable, especially today. It's really about empowering you, the user, to build smarter, faster, and with much more control over your technology stack.
Okay, so for your final thought today, something to chew on after this deep dive. Think about your own work, your own projects or processes. What complex or slow or just annoying manual task could you imagine turning into a one-click button or a fully automated workflow using something like Windmill? Consider the possibilities that open up when scripting, automation, and UI building aren't these separate difficult hurdles anymore, but they become integrated superpowers right at your fingertips. What could you build then? We really hope this deep dive into Windmill has given you some valuable insights and maybe sparked some ideas. Until next time, keep exploring. And once again, a huge thank you to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive and helping with your digital transformation. You can find more information at www.safeserver.de.